Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Hi, I'm Sheila Belanger, your host, and welcome to the episode on the full moon in Aries for September 24th of 2018. Welcome all you astrologically sensitive ones back to this podcast. The first full moon of the autumn season in the Northern Hemisphere is on September 24th at 7:52 p.m. Pacific time. It'll be at other times depending on your time zone. Now, I want to give you an overview. Full moons balance the solar light of illuminating awareness with the lunar light of instinctive and personal emotional truths. The sun aligns with the hero or heroine archetype. It's the one in you who, with vitalization, explores and embodies how you express your unique identity. The moon aligns with the instinctive nurturer archetype. It's the one in you who carries your emotional truths and your more mysterious subconscious knowings. Now, when we have a full moon, it's the peak of the lunar cycle, when the sun's light fully illuminates the moon's face as we see it from the earth. It's a time of great high energy and an incredible opportunity to illuminate what needs to be seen. Full moons are awesome for your alchemical work of turning your personal lead into gold. What do you need to see now? Now, the sun is in Libra at this full moon, which invites the awareness of where in your life you need respectful, reciprocal relationships. That could be inside and out. The moon is in the Aries part of the zodiac wheel, and that invites the emotional courage to move beyond anger and resentment into potent co-creation of relationships of authenticity. And you do this by cultivating deep self-acceptance. I am what I am. Not from a narcissistic, pissy place, but from a true, deep self-accepting place. Here's a quote from Brené Brown to support this full moon. Because true belonging only happens when we present our authentic, imperfect selves to the world, our sense of belonging can never be greater than our level of self-acceptance. Our sense of belonging in our relationships can never be greater than our level of self-acceptance. This full moon is a great ally for cultivating greater self-acceptance. Now, there's some sub-themes with this Aries full moon that show up. One of them, carry tenderness with your old wounds. Acknowledge the old wounds where you feel you've not been nurtured adequately and address some of the consequences of that pain. The old beliefs where you say, I've got to take care of it myself. There's no one there for me. So it creates this inner sense of loneliness and having to go it alone. Another sub-theme with this full moon, put the inner critic in its right place. It's time to courageously track your internalized critical parent voice that causes so much inner pain and frustration. And recognize how common it is for most of us that we take that inner voice of criticism and we project it onto others with whom we're relating. And then we punish them for being critical of us. It's a very difficult pattern that many of us struggle with. It's so important with this full moon to let it help you illuminate this old pattern and practice radical self-kindness. Recognize that nurture, that inner critic, and nurture that one. You don't want to banish the inner critic, as frustrating as that inner voice can be, but recognize it's one in you that's hurting And it's causing you a lot of pain when it goes over and over again and repeats the old stories of self-diminishment. Don't give the inner critic the keys to the car. They don't have a license to drive your life. Rather, give the keys to the mature, self-loving one of you. Here's a poem to support that act of courage. It's called Self-Observation Without Judgment. Release the harsh and pointed inner voice. It's just a throwback to the past and holds no truth about this moment. Let go of self-judgment, the old learned ways of beating yourself up for each imagined inadequacy. Allow the dialogue within the mind to grow friendlier and quiet. Shift out of inner criticism, and life suddenly looks very different. I can say this only because I make the choice 100 times a day to release the voice that refuses to acknowledge the real me. What's needed here isn't more prodding towards perfection, but intimacy, seeing clearly and embracing what I see. Love, not judgment, sows the seeds of tranquility and change. And that's Donna Fowles from One Soul. What's needed here isn't more prodding towards perfection, but intimacy, seeing clearly and embracing what I see. This full moon is really helpful for us to do that work. Now here's some Aries full moon lead to gold reflections for you to be with in this time. Number one, what old wounds of not being adequately nurtured need to be acknowledged now without blame or judgment, as Angela Sarian would say? Question number two, what really nurtures you and how can you actively connect with that? Choose true nurturing. What really nurtures you? Question number three, how can you shift your reactionary anger to fuel your inner warrior to make sustainable changes in your relationship? Stop simmering in your own pissiness and have the courage to take charge of your life and choose what you want. How can you shift your reactionary anger to fuel your inner warrior to make sustainable changes in relationships? And question number four, to whom are you giving authority over your life? And how do you shift to reclaim your own authority? So important questions for you to be with in this Aries full moon time. And I also want to remind you of a couple of important undercurrents, larger cycles that are in this autumn time. I mentioned them in my podcast on autumn 2018 cycles. You can go back to that. One of them is called the Venus retrograde cycle, which begins October 5th. And one of the key lead to gold reflections from Venus retrograde cycle coming up, which will be October 5th to November 16th. What old wounded relationship experiences need to be healed and metabolized now? And the second important undercurrent cycle that's present in the autumn is called Venus square Mars. It's been operating since February 25th and goes till October 10th. So you might take some time again in this full moon to recognize, what have I been working with since late February of this year, especially in my relationships? Here's a key Venus square Mars lead to gold reflection question. How can you shift rigid, judgmental attitudes in your relationships to be fairer to all concerned? And again, this includes the inner relationship with self. So, Aries full moon recap, just a couple of key things for you to be aware of under this full moon. Cultivate self-compassion. Acknowledge anger and use it to fuel greater self-acceptance. Stop feeding the wound stories and actively choose situations and relationships that are truly nurturing. Courageously own your life and your agency and seek to contribute to mature reciprocal relationships. So, there's my offering for this Aries full moon in support of you. Invite you once more to breathe and settle in, and I have one more poem to honor your alchemical opportunities of this Aries full moon. Always we hope someone else has the answer. Some other place will be better. Some other time it will all turn out. This is it. No one else has the answer. No other place will be better. And it has already turned out. At the center of your being, you have the answer. You know who you are, and you know what you want. There is no need to run outside for better seeing, nor to peer from a window. Rather, abide at the center of your being, for the more you leave it, the less you learn. Search your heart and see. The way to do is to be. That's Lao Tzu. Thank you for the precious gift of your time, of being with me for this Aries full moon alchemical report. I want to take a moment to honor one of my colleagues. Rising Moon Astrology is a podcast that happens for the full and new moons. It's wonderful material. Please go check it out. And thank you. Have a good, fruitful journey. You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.